Okay, today's daf is Arla Daf Chavtes, and we are on Chav Ches Amid Beis, Chavtes Amid Aleph, where we're talking about the sugyas of Bittol and Yayin Nesach. The Mishnah had said yesterday, the Mishnah that we're commenting on now, is that what happens if Se'or falls in of Chulin and Truma, and it did not have the power each to leaven the dough, right? Lo bazeka de lachametz, velo bazeka de lachametz. Each one doesn't have. So what's the halacha there? There wasn't enough iser to cause an effect in the dough, only because it teamed up with the heter. So that was the machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer says, well, it goes by what fell in second. Achar achron aniba. Whatever fell in second, that determines. Number one. And number two, the chachamim say that no, it's mutter either way. Mutter either way, whether the Isser fell in first, whether the Isser fell in last, it's not Oser. You have to have enough Isser in order to cause it to rise, unless it's Zevze Goreim is Mutter. Right? Unless you say Zevze Goreim is Mutter, the Racham say otherwise it would be Mutter. And we saw from Yoezer Ish Habira, quoted, he was one of the Talmidei Shammai, and he quoted that he asked Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. And Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken said, no, you're right, the Halacha is like the chachamim, that's not oser ad shehebo kedei lachametz. So that was part one, right? We had the Mishnah where we have the two seores that fall in, and Rabbi Eliezer says it goes by what's afterwards, what falls in second. Then the Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, which speaks about yayin nesech. The yayin nesech is oser and oser b'kol shehu. Chizkia commented about that Mishnah. Again, the Yayin Nesach is Oser. Chizkiya says, so what if you have a mixture, and we're going to have four opinions about this today, what if you have a mixture of Yayin Nesach and Yayin Mutter and water? Right, but all mixed together, like in the days of old, when they used to mix water into wine in order to dilute it, in order to make it taste good. So what's the halacha in that case? You have Yayin Nesach and Yayin Mutter. So what's the issue? The issue is, the Yayin into Yayin, that's min bimino, and that's what's oser b'mashehu. Right? When we say something is oser b'mashehu, that doesn't go by taste. Right? Oser b'mashehu is yai nesech, and that's the, remember we had the shirim of truma is the batal in 100, and kilei akarim and arla is batal in 200. All of those things are about min bimino. But min b'sheino mino, you always go by shishim, you always go by taste, or like before that, Rabbi Yochanan said, you always measure it like an onion and like a leek. So what about this case? You have Yayin Nesach that was mixed into a mixture of Yayin Heter and water. So if you say, oh, it's Yayin Nesach that fell into Yayin Mutter, then it would be Min Bimino and it's Oser B'mashehu. And then all the wine becomes Oser, and there's not enough water in the wine to be Mevatel all the wine. There's enough water to be Mevatel the Yayin Nesach, but there's not enough water to be Mevatel the Yayin Nesach, which Oser the Oser wine. So do you consider this Min Bimino? And therefore it's a problem because the whole thing becomes aser. Or do you say this is, no, forget the mutter wine. Forget the mutter wine. Just view this as yayin nesach into water. And there's enough water to be mevatel just the yayin nesach. So what do you say in that case? So Chizkiya says, it depends how it fell in. It depends how it fell in. If the yayin shall iser, right, fell in. If first the yayin shall heter fell in, right, and then the yayin nesach falls in, so then that's a case of iser, right? Of iser basof, so then it's aser. But if the heter fell in basof, so then it's going to be mutter. Why? Because then the yayin nesach fell into the water, it's batel. Then the mutter wine fell in, it's not going to be choser v'neir. That was Chizkiya. So it fell in, it depends how it fell in. So the Gemara says, hey, well, is that Rebbe Lezer Shita, like in our Mishnah? That's why this is brought here. Rebbe Lezer in our Mishnah says, whichever Se'or fell in second, so that will determine in terms of the definition. So maybe just like Chizkiya says, it depends which Yayin fell in second, that's based on Rabbi Eliezer. That was Dan number one. And then the Gemara says, no. Even the Chachamim would agree in the Chizkiya case. Why? Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach is more Chamor. So even if you want to say that in our Mishnah, what the Chacham say in our Mishnah, it's Mutter either way. Remember, the Chacham argued there, Belazer in our Mishnah. Whether the Se'or of Truma fell in first or second, doesn't matter. There's not enough Se'or shall Truma k'de l'chametz, and therefore it's going to be Mutter. So maybe Chizkiya's case, the Chacham would agree to that. In our Mishnah, he says Mutter. Yeah, and Yayin Nesach is shiny. Yayin Nesach is more Chamor. That was the two days of the Gemara. The Gemara just then, the last line that we had yesterday, rejected that second day. It said, Yayin Nesach is more Chamor. Then why would Chizkiya only go halfway? Chizkiya says, oh, if the Yayin Nesach falls in second, so then it's a problem. If it's Yayin Nesach, the Chumrah of Yayin Nesach, it should be either way, it should be Aser. Either way, it should be Aser. So that's why the Gemara did not accept the second day of the Gemara, only the first day. Again, Yayin Nesach is a topic like the Mishnah that we quoted here. It's Aser and Oser Machu. It's an Isidar Isa. Right? Avodah Zarah, Yayin Nesach is an example of something used in the Avodah Zarah process. And that's also the Rambam in Lo Sase Kuf Tzadi Dalid quotes, His Hiranu mi Lishtos Yayin Nesach. We are warned not to drink Yayin Nesach. It's an Isidar Isa. Vizel lo ba kasuv nigle bibir. There's no explicit pasuk about this. Where in the Torah does it say, don't drink Yayin Nesach? No pasuk like that, beferish. And if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, he doesn't count this in the place where the Rambam says he should count it, so to speak. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Tes darshins from the pasuk. I think it's in Hazinu. Asher chelev zavachemo yochelu yishtu yei nesicham. Right. So the pasuk there talks about chelev zavachemo, which is the fats of the carbon of the Avodah Zarah, and in the same pasuk yei nesicham, wine. So we compare the carbon to the wine, and the Gemara darshins ma zevach aser af yayin aser. Just like the carbon to Avodah Zarah is Aser, so to the Yayin is Aser. So that's it's a hint, right? But the Rambam counts it as separate Issa Daraisa. Rambam counts it as separate Alosa Se Daraisa, Yayin, Yayin Esach. There are four categories. We've mentioned this in the past. There are four categories of items related to Avodah Zarah. And they're all Aser B'hana. The Avodah Zarah itself, the idol. Anything that is worshipped is Aser B'hana. Something that is Noi Avodah Zarah. What if I dress up the Avodah Zarah? I put jewelry on it, I put clothing on it. That's Noi Avodah Zarah. Mishamshe Avodah Zarah. What if I sweep in front of the Avodah Zarah with a broom? That's Mishamesh, the Avodah Zarah. That's Mishamshe Avodah Zarah. So we have Avodah Zarah, Noi Avodah Zarah, Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, and Tikrovis Avodah Zarah. That's mamish, what you give to the Avodah Zarah. Tikrovis, the carbon. Right, what you pour to, right, that would be Yayin Nesach. That would be Tikroves Avodah Zarah. So interesting that Bittul, we know if all of these belong to a Goy, there's a concept of Bittul Avodah Zarah. Bittul could be done by the first three. Bittul could be done by the first three. The Noi and the Mishamshe and the Avodah Zarah itself. The Goy could be Bavatul is Avodah Zarah. The Gemara Avodah Zarah talks about what you have to do. You have to break it, right, not just say it. But tikroves is usur, you can't be mavatal, because tikroves is about what was already done. The first three are about, you're going to use this for Avodah Zarah, so you're mavatal, so it's no longer can be used. Tikroves is done already, you already gave it to Avodah Zarah. So that's why it's bittul is not shayach. So that is Yayin Nesach. We know that midrabanan Chazal asered and expanded into stam yenam, which is wine produced by a non-Jew, and we have no idea whether it was used for Yayin Nesach or not. That's Tam Yenam, and the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says that they were goes there al Yenam Mishum Benosehem. One of these chasnus halachas. Not because we really think that it's Tam Yayin Nesach, but because the same reason when we have Bishul Akum and some of the other Isurim, Mishum intermarriage. If you could drink together, that could lead to other issues. So Chazal Asard, Stam Yenam. The Rishonim, Tosfos discusses, so I don't know, is it really Chasnus or is it Yayin Nesach? Is it Chashash of Avodah Zarah? Tosfos kind of says Tosfos and Avodah Zarah here at the Chav Tes, I'll read it. Tosfos says, the Rabbanan wouldn't have forbade just for the Chashash of Yayin Nesach. I mean, all wine you think is for, but once there's another reason of Chasnus, so then those two kind of combined in order to be able to aser, right? V'lamishum de lo mikri yayin. I'm sorry, that's I'm reading the wrong one. Tosfos says, devadai ikar gzera de stam yenam mishum benoseyimu. The ikar gzera of stam yenam is because of intermarriage. Miu lo ayu osrim oso behana'a mitam zeh. Right, bishalakum. That's not osr b'hana'a. It's osr b'achila. Mishum chasa. So Chazal wouldn't have asered it mishum hana'a if it was just mishum chasnus binosehem. But because the Rabbanan also have the added reason of kiyayin esach, so that's why they asked it, kiilu was ben Torah, so you put those two reasons together. So that was extension number two. So you have mamish yayin esach, then you have stam yenam, and then you have the extension number one, halacha number two. Extension number two then is a Jew's wine that was touched by a non-Jew. That's the third. Right? Stam yenam is just wine that was produced by a guy. right, that you know is kosher, but you don't know about Yayin Nesach, you don't know Chasnos. So you have Yayin Nesach, then you have Stam Yenam, and then you have Maga Eino Yehudi, of wine of a Jew. So that was another expansion. Even if the Jew makes the wine, even if a guy just handles it and moves it, that is also a problem. And that's quoted in Halacha. That's quoted in Halacha, as we know. That is the Rambam quotes that, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. But for this one, we know there is a huge kula. A huge kula, built-in kula, and that's, of course, Yayin Mevushal. Yayin Mevushal is not subject to the Halacha of Maga Goy Liyayin Yehudi. The shaila about what about Mevushal for the previous expansion? Not our topic now, but that's Mevushal. It's Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed, where the Gemara says that Yayin Mevushal is a mutter. It's a question that we're showing him: why is Yayin Mevushal not a problem of Yayin of these wine halachas? All of a sudden, Mevushal, okay, no problem. The non-Jew could pour it. The non-Jew could do anything he wants with it. He wouldn't can't be menasech it. But so what? That is a major discussion that we're showing him. So the Rush just says, it's not shchiach. It's not shchiach v'lo gazru. Right? Yayin Nesach, Mevushal is just so uncommon. So then it's Rabbanim weren't gozer on it, which obviously that reason might not apply today, where there's plenty Yayin and Mevushal. The Rambam says, the Rambam and the Ran, others, the Rambam says, it's not roy l'nasech al gabi ha-mizbeach. Right? Goyim would only use wine that we could use. Meaning it's not a chash of wine. That's what Rav Rishonim say. If you're a wine connoisseur, you know the difference, and you could tell whether it's Yayin. I could tell no difference, right? But if it's the wine connoisseurs could tell. So Yayin Mevushal, it's not chashuv. It's not chashuv, and because it's not chashuv, therefore it is not going to be asur because it was wouldn't be used on for Yayin Nesach. The Ramban has a different lashon that it's not even called wine. It's not even called wine. The Ritva Beferish is against that. The Ritva says, "V'lav mishum lo mikra yayin." No, that's not it, right? But the that's what the some Rishonim say. The Ramban says it's no longer wine. It's no longer as a shame yayin. So again, this is a little discussion of the Yayin Nesach. There's a lot more. How much is Mevushal? What about Goyim Bizman Hazeh? Right? So there are different days that are meant. Okay, so let's get into now on the top of today's daf here on Daf Chavtes. So Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan again. He has a lot to say on all of these sugyas. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Kos shemaz go mi isur meheter. Our case that we have. You have water, yayin asach, and stam yainam. Right. So what do you and yayin mutter? So what do you consider it? Remember we said what are the issues? If you say it's like wine into wine, that would be more of a problem because that's min b'mino and it'd be osur b'mashu. If you say you can ignore the mutter wine, so it's just yayin nesach into water, so that wouldn't be a problem. So kosha mazgo miyaser miheter. At Rabbi Yochanan says at ros a heter kamisha eino. You're allowed to view the heter as if it's not there, and therefore it's like yayin nesach into water. So oso ha'isur miyesh babonose and tam aser v'im lav mutter. So oh, fine, mutter. That's you're allowed to view it as min b'she'eno mino. So that this is now shita number two, meaning what? Chizkia was shita number one. Chizkia we just had on the base. Chizkia says it depends what fell in second. Rabbi Yochanan says doesn't matter what fell in second. Rabbi Yochanan says it's mutter. You view it as a case of min b'she'eno mino. Amar Rav Oshia v'ushenafal haheter basof. Right. So Rav Oshia sounds like the earlier Chizkia. Right, Rabbi Oshia sounds like Chizkia. Right, if the heter falls in seconds, then you could view it as min b'sheino mino, meaning Yayin Nesach fell into the water first. That's min b'sheino mino, and it's batel. And now the heter falls in. Right, that's why it is okay. Some say that Rabbi Oshia here is saying like Chizkia, but not exactly for the same reason. Chizkia said you always go after the second one, not because of min b'mino b'sheino. You always go after the second one, maybe like Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. You always go after the second one. Rabbi Oshia is saying the Svara, why you go after the second one? Because it was already min b'shein amino when it first fell into the water, and now it's not going to be chozer v'neir. Next, Rev Imi b'shein Rabbi Yochanan, lo shan ye b'shein ofal isur b'tchila, v'heta basof, v'heta b'tchila, v'isa basof. Says Rev Imi, another daya, always mutter. Always mutter. Chizkiya and Rabbi Oshia said, only if the heta one falls in second, then it's mutter. Rabbi Yochanan said, it depends. If it's mixed together, you view as if the heter is not there, and then we have a case of you see if it's nosi time into the water or not. So Rabbi Yochanan says, As we'll see, you always view this as min b'she'eno mino. That's what how the Gra understands this line. Look at the Gra for a second. Rav Isi b'shem Rav Yochanan lo shanya pirish da filu ima iser nafal basof nami. Even if there's a falls in the second, meaning Rav Imi is explaining that Rav Yochanan that we just said doesn't matter what fell in. Even if the iser one fell in second, ro and as hether k'misha'eno. Right, you view meaning the mutter wine fell into water, and now yayin esek falls in. You're allowed to ignore the mutter wine and say this is called min b'she'eno mino, and therefore it is batel. And then Rav Imi adds afilu mayim v'yayin. We've said this already, but now he's just emphasizing. Water is, especially when it's mixed into wine, it's kind of a secondary ingredient, right? You normally mix, dilute the wine with water in the days of the Talmud. So you might have said that, really? You have water and wine, mutter water and wine, mutter water, mutter wine, that got mixed in. And now some yayin esek fills in. You're allowed to ignore the wine? I mean, the wine and the water is just diluting the wine. That's the chiddush. Yeah, Rav Imi says, yeah, you can ignore the wine, just view this as if yayin esek fell into water, min b'mino and his batel. That's just, emphasizes the chiddush here. You see the marafolda right across from where we are. Mashenkin mayim shemazik bohen to batel yayin v'havili ki'ilu kula yayin. You might have said the whole thing's wine. No, you don't view it as mimino. You view it as mimshein amino. And afilu nimzak called sarcha ben heter. Even if it's perfect ratios, you put in the water to dilute with the wine. So you did exactly what you're supposed to do. Still, you could ignore the wine. You could ignore the wine and view it as min b'she'en amino. Atro as a heter k'misha'eno. Oso ha'isr ha'mishpa b'nosin tam aser v'yim lav mutter. Fine. So that is, we have a couple of days here about what you do with this mixture of yayin nesach and yayin shel heter and water. What talacha chizkia? It depends what fell in second. Rav Yochanan and Rav Imi explains, no, doesn't matter. Even if the Isser fell in second, it's not a problem. Amar Rav Zeira, Hadada at Amar, right, we're going to add in two words of the Gra, Bechol Inyan, Hei Chavida, right, where do you see that and explain it a little bit more? What exactly Rav Zeir is about to say? That this is what we just said. Rav Imi said that it's always mutter. Let me explain. What's the, like, you're going to go even further. Rav Zeir is going to go even further than what we just said. Not only are you able to view it as mim b'she'eno mino if it fell into water and it was diluted in the proper ratio, but even the following. Even the following. Rav Yossi Barbun, Rabbi Avohu, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. All these b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. How far did Rabbi Yochanan go? Tzloches shol yayin nesach shenafla l'to chavish shol yayin. What if yayin nesach fell into wine, not water? Wine fell into wine. So stop time. At this stage, it's osir b'mashehu. This is min b'mino, right? Yayin nesach fell into a barrel of a wine. So it doesn't matter how much the wine is, right? It's min b'mino. The halach is yayin nesach is osir b'mashehu. Avodah zara. Then that barrel of wine falls into water. You're going to tell me now that you could disregard the wine that was in the barrel? It was already ne'esar. It was already what we said a few days ago, chaticha nasas nevela. No, says Rabbi Yochanan, said, according to this view, even that's mutter. Even though the whole thing became ne'esar, once it falls into a big thing of water, you could disregard the wine that became Nesar and only focus on the Yayin Nesach. And if the Yayin Nesach is bottled in the water, that's good enough. V'chaz Rav Nafla Tobar Shalmayim Atroos HaHeter K'misha Eino. Oso HaIsser, you can view the Heter as if it's not there. Oso HaIsser M'yishba B'no Sein Tam Aser V'imlav Mutter. So that is a big Kiddush. The Mepharshim wonder how he gets to go this far. How go this far? Right? Because basically we already have the principle. Once something becomes Nesar, it becomes Nesar. Just like we said the other way sometimes, something is not choser v'neir, right? If it's ready, it becomes mutter. So there, maybe you could say the new Isser connects with the old Isser. But here, if it was the whole thing was Nasar, so once you put the water in, now you could define it as min b'she'eno mino and ignore. So that is a chiddush. That's a chiddush to say that, but that's the version that we have. So we have a couple of days about how far the heter would go. Period. Good. So according to the Marafolda and others, now this is a new brisa. A new brisa. Now we're getting back to the Mishnah. So what our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you have two sourdoughs, two sours that fell into a dough, each one of them is not powerful enough to leaven the dough, the truma and the chulin. But together they can. So what's the halacha? So what did Rabbi Elazar say? Depends what fell in second. Whatever fell in second is the important one. And the Rabbanan say it's always mutter. It's always mutter. Because you don't have enough truma in order to leaven. So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you go after the second one. What happened if they fell in at the same time? Not one after another. Like, what's the rule, asked the Gemara, according to Rabbi Eliezer? Is that it has to be the second, or it can't be the first? Ad kedun bishnaflu zecharzeh. I understand Rabbi Eliezer says, this is if it fell in one after another. If it fell in one after another, you go by the second one. Naflu shneim ka'achas mai omar. Ba Rebbe Eliezer, question mark, right? If it fell in at the same time, so would Rebbe Eliezer say, oh, the Isser didn't fall in second, so it's Mutter, or the Heter didn't fall in first, so it's Usser, right? So what would Rebbe Eliezer say? This question will not be answered on the rest of today's daf, because now we're about to go to Brisa, and the Diuk of the Brisa is not going to come up until the next daf. So at least we'll read the Brisa, which will lead up to the answer. Again, what does Rebbe Eliezer say if they fell in together at the same time? Again, if they fell in, his mikkei in the Mishnah is if they fell in one after another, good, the second one determines. But what if it fell in at the same time? Unclear. So, nishme'ina min hada. Let's try to prove it from the following Tosefta in Psachim. The Tosefta in Psachim deals with the Isser Drabanan of Chametz She'avar Alava Pesach. Chametz Alava Pesach, we know Chametz, as we spoke about recently, is Usser. On Pesach, it's Aser Ba'achila, it's Aser Ba'hana'ah, it's Aser Ba'yira Ba'yimatzeh, all the different Iser Kares, Oser B'mashahu, all the Chumras that we have of Chametz. So the Rabbanan, Machlokas Tanaim, but we paskin, that Chametz L'achar Pesach, Chametz that was owned by a Jew on Pesach, that you have after Pesach, is Aser Ba'hana'ah. Right? Midi Rabbanan, Midi Raisa, we paskin is Midi Rabbanan. It's a Knas. It's a Knas. So, we know that there's a certain amount of time you have to wait to buy chametz from a Jew who wasn't trusted, a Jew who had chametz on Pesach, or maybe did, you have to wait till there's a turnover, until you can assume that there's no chametz left in the store. If it's a goy, you can buy right away. A goy is allowed to have chametz in his house on Pesach. A goy is chametz. If a goy owns chametz, you can buy at chametz, right? They say the Vilna Gaon went out right after Pesach and bought a beer from a goy in order to make Havdalah on. To show, remember the Grush Shita is, that there's a chiyuv to eat chametz all 7 days of Pesach, right? There's only a chiyuv to eat chametz the night to eat matzah. There's a chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. The Gra says there's a chiyuv to eat matzah all Pesach. That's not beferish in the Gemara, right? Gemara just says you can't eat chametz all week, but do I have to eat matzah on Chol HaMoed? Do I have a chiyuv to eat matzah? So the Gra says there's a kiyum d'araisa based on a chizkuni also a kiyum d'araisa. But see, so and the Gra ate shalashudis on the last day of Pesach in order to have one more meal of matzah, right? That's where they say the Chassidim, the Misagdim, all the Baal Shem Tov, the Gra, they all eat sudas on Mashiach the last day of Pesach to have another meal of matzah. But the Gra went out right after Pesach to buy a beer to make Avdalah on to show that he's only eating matzah l'shem the mitzvah. But right after Pesach, I'm going to eat chametz. Right? The second after Pesach, I'm going to eat chametz. That's what they say the Gra did. So a guy's chametz on Pesach is not a problem. It's just a Jew's chametz on Pesach. So the Braisa talks about, what about the Kusim? The Kusim. Remember the Kusim? That was the nation of non-Jews that were put into Eretz Yisrael by the king of Ashur, and then they were attacked by lions, and they assumed that the attack by lions was because they weren't keeping the Torah, so they converted. They converted. Was it a real conversion, not a real conversion? Later on in history, it was deemed to be not a real conversion. And for sure, they have the halacha of goyim. But earlier, there was a machlokas, geri arayis, geri emes. So you could trust them for certain things and not for other things. We quoted earlier that you can't trust them for lifnei iver, because maybe even if they're machbit about their own challah, right, they're not machbit for giving out challah to others. So what about buying chametz from them after Pesach? So the Gemara assumes that they violated. And that's a question in the Achronim here. Like, doesn't it say in the Torah that you can't have chametz in your house on Pesach? So why would the Kusim violate that? Why would the Kusim violate that? Why would we have to be worried about their chametz? So you have to give some shot. Right? There's a Havamina, I think, in the Bavli even. Maybe they understand you can't have chametz, v'yirah l'chasar b'chol gvulecha, only in your Rishus. You can have chametz somewhere else in the world, just not in your house. Maybe that's how they understand the Pasuk. And therefore, they might have had chametz that was owned by them, you know, even in a friend's house, but it's still chametz of there, chametz of Pesach. So there, or other pshatim, Either way, the Gemara says, the Tosefta says, "Ei masai chamitzon shel kusim mutar lachar Pesach." How long do you have to wait? When is the chametz of a kusi mutar after Pesach? So it depends where they live, and it depends who they are. That's the brisa here. Depends who they have. Why? Because you can assume after a certain amount, let's say they have chametz, so they're going to use sourdough, the leavening agent from that chametz, in their baking after Pesach. How many times do you have to wait until after they bake? So you can say, oh, there's no effect left. Like the sourdough from the chametz is used by the first dough, and then they'll take a little bit of sourdough from that dough and use it for the next dough, and they'll keep going. So how many bakings do you have to wait in order to assume that there's none left? So it depends if you live in a big city or a small city. It depends if you're a baker or just a stomach guy. That's the brisa. You have all these rules. See, here we go. So how long do you have to wait? Shabali batim of a stomach individual. Achar shalosh shabaso shalafia. 3 weeks of baking. We assume they bake once a week. So after three bakings, once a week, so then there's no more sa'or left of the of Pesach. V'shal nachtomin, but if you're a baker, you bake a lot more. So bikrachim lachar shalosh yamim. If you're a baker in a big city, 3 days. By 3 days, you're done. You've baked enough. And now there's no more sa'or. V'shal nachtomin bikfarim. What about the baker in the villages? Lachar shlosha tanurim. After three baking, shlosha tanurim, after you baked in your oven three times, which would be longer, lachar, than 3 days, because you're not baking as much as the big cities. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, af kishamu shabali batim achar shlosha baso shalafia, even though the what we just said. This is explaining. We said by the stam, a person, stam bal bayis, who lives in a village, he doesn't bake so much, so it's just after 3 weeks, because he only bake once a week. V'hu shiyeh adam gadol, Osha Hayamasias Benova Afa Shlosha Tanurim Bishabis Achas. So what happens if you're having a big meal? What if you're an Adam Gadol? You always have a lot of guests. Or he's marrying off his son. He's gotta do a lot of baking there. So Vafa Shlosha Tanurim, then you baked much more often. Shlosha Tanurim, you baked it three times in the oven. Bishabis Achas in 1 week. Zeachar Zev Mutter. So then after that, you're right. If you had a big meal and you baked a lot, so then, after those three times, that's good enough. You could assume that there's no more leavening agent of the chametz on Pesach. V'yav kishamer shenachtomim bekrachim. And even what we said earlier, that the bakers in the big cities, lachar shlosha yamim, right, that's after 3 days. V'hu shenitchak v'afar shlosha tanurim b'yom echad. Zeh achar zeh moter. What if he had tons of customers? He was dachuk, and he was baking all the same day? Then maybe even the same day. Basically, it depends. It depends if you had three bakings. That's Vitani, Rabbi Shimon Omer, V'yafkish Amrusha Nachtomim Bikfarim, and even if you have the bakers in the villages, which we said, Lachar Shlosha Tanurim, Achlosha, right, three Tanurim, Achlosha Yam Masurim. If you have the bakers in the villages, says Rabbi Shimon, even if they had a lot of customers, you still got to wait 3 days. You can't just say the 1 day if you bake three times. Unlike we said by the big cities, why? Because from the morning, the baker, sets aside enough dough, that he's going to use. So you could assume that sourdough that he used during the day, even if it's a couple of times, it's the same sourdough. So you can't just do 1 day. You just do 1 day if you have the bakers in the villages. So Lamaisa, you have all of these different type of measurements. The rule is, could you assume after three bakings, whatever those three bakings are, there is no more sourdough left from the chametz she'avar lava Pesach, and therefore you can take from them. Interesting, one of the examples given here in the Brisa is that the kusim, he's being Macy es Beno. It doesn't say his son's getting married, but obviously Macy es Beno. He's making the wedding. He's making the wedding, because that, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, one of the chiyuvim of a father is to help the son get married. To finance the wedding, that's kiddushin, right? That's daf chavtes, where the Gemara says all the things that the father has to do for a son and a son has to do for a father. The Gemara says ha'av chayev bibino lamulo, right? A father has to give his son a bris mila for leftoso and du pidyon aben ulolamdo Torah, to teach him Torah, ulahasio isha, right there, lasio isha, right? That's on the list, and even the kusim believed in that, ulolamdo umnis, and to teach him a trade. And to teach him a trade, pay for his education. Rabbi Yesh Omrim Af Lashita B'Mayim, right? Teach him to swim. teach him to swim, and many say, oh, to swim against the Yetzer Hara, right? And Adafka, teach him to swim. What if he doesn't like swimming? What if you don't live near any bodies of water? So you could say that this is symbolic in a way. But these are the chiyuvim that a father has. What exactly does lahasio isha mean? Marriage, lahasio from the word lashon nisuin, that itself is also a major machlokas rishon. What exactly is nisuin that the father has to facilitate that the son is going to have nisuin? Kiddushin, we know exactly what has to be done. Kesef shtar bia. Nisuin is very unclear. There are 6 or 7 opinions in the Rishonim, and we do all of them. Just to be safe, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, quote all of the opinions of what chuppah nisuin is. Whether it means the canopy, which is what we call the chuppah, whether it means the Rambam, Yichud Roi Labiyah, the Rambam says you need the Yichud room, a Yichud that's Ra'ui for Bia, meaning that it's Heter, being in a Makkah Miyuchad together, where everybody recognizes them as Chasan and Kala, they're eating together at the special table. Kinisa l'Rishuso, the language of the Ran, the first Dafing Subis, right? All of these opinions. So we do it all. We do it all. That's why the Chasan goes down to the canopy, the Chuppah first. So he establishes that Chuppah as his symbolic home. And then when she comes in, then she is Nichnas l'Rishuso. So again, all the different opinions of what Lahasio Isha means. But we know the father's got to help out. And we know the Kusim did that too. So if the Kusi is making a big party for his son, so he's baking a lot more than usual. And that's why the time is shorter in terms of buying after Pesach. Okay, this is the Tosafta. We still didn't get to why we brought this, which again is, what does Rabbi Eliezer say if the two doughs fell in together? Right, the two sourdoughs. Right, one after another in the Mishnah, he says, well, it depends what fell in second. That determines. What if it fell in at the same time? So we'll have to wait and see exactly what the answer to that question is based on the diuk on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.